It's Around the Lunch Table.
It's your boys, Jay and Z.
Let's get rowdy up in here.
Oh, yeah. Hello? Yep, there it is. Yeah, no, the fucking table's nice, dude. I can put my fucking phalanges on it, which is nice. Show all the viewers my toes.
are we recording?
Yeah, dude, what's crazy about this? Dude, my dad, yo, shout out Papa Spence for hooking up the table. You know, it was around the lunch table without a table. So that was a little something.
But,
no, dude, he brought up all these saws and all this crazy shit because we thought we were going to have to like make these custom legs and shit. Dude, we measure it. Okay. Dude, we need a leg that is 15 and a quarter inch high, right?
Oh, for the legs of this?
Yeah. We go to Home Depot. There's one box and it says 15.25 inches. We finish this in like fucking 25 minutes.
The universe is on our side.
Dude, the universe is on our side. I fucking love it. God, it feels good to be back. Oh.
Well, back last sewer. Week we had to take a little break because I got sick and I literally lost my voice. I couldn't talk. So
can't do a podcast without a voice, huh?
No, dude, you see, so that like Taylor Swift concert or whatever, you see, okay, it was in the rain or whatever.
And saw some girls went crazy.
They always do for whatever fucking reason. But no, they're like people selling jars of the rainwater.
I saw that. Yeah.
You know how big of a dick rider you got to be to sell fucking rainwater from a concert you went to?
Do you think there's like collectors for Taylor Swift? There's like, oh, I have like a lot.
Obviously there
here.
Is. They're selling them for $250.
There's a market for it. Fuck.
How? When people do that shit, how do you, okay, how is that impossible? It's like, so you could just do that with anything? Like I could go fucking, go get some lawn clippings and be like, dude, this was Tom Cruise's lawn.
It might be
lawn.
Like a talking piece maybe. Like maybe it's like out of like a.
But you don't even know for sure. Like you're not, obviously you're not, you're getting it just to say
well,
that you
that
might.
Bath water girl? I mean, how'd you know it was her bath water?
She's not like a celebrity though.
She made a fuck ton of money off selling her gamer
yeah,
girl
but I'm saying
bath
that's
water.
More of like just pervs turning into her tits. In audiences that she's like, okay, I'll do this and sell this to you guys. This is what you do. Like I'm saying, a fucking at a concert.
Yeah, I didn't even
rainwater
get that.
From the place that you were out. How's that worth anything? You dick riders.
Dude, I didn't even get that much water. It was fucking annoying. Ah, I'm kidding. I didn't buy gamer girl bath water. Relax.
At first, it took me a second. I was like, oh.
What do you even do with that? You jack off with it, I guess.
Well, you only have a finite amount. So you just dribble
it's
a little
bit?
It's
for a special occasion. It's like Christmas or something. You're like, I'm pulling
okay,
out the gamer girl bath water.
Do people drink it?
I mean, it has to be sexual.
Well, so first of all, it's bathwater. You're not supposed to drink that, regardless of whose body's been in it.
Yeah, all the oils.
Oh.
And the, I mean, the humans are oily people.
Dude, that's no, it's not good.
No.
No.
And like, you know, like, say, you know, it's hotter water. You're sweating a little bit. It's a little salty. I thought they just like jacked off with it or something.
Water's not lube, so...
I know, but, you know, they're like, oh, my God, like, she...
oh, my God, her pussy was in here.
Yeah, what do you think you do with it? I mean, put it on the shelf?
That's what I would probably... If I was faced with such thing, I'd probably just put it up somewhere. Hey, that's so-and-so's bathwater, bro.
So to the
no,
left...
No, I would never.
So like, to the left, we have the fine china.
What am I
right.
going to fucking do? Who, like, how is that even a conversation piece?
I don't know, man. People are...
At least the Taylor Swift thing, it's stupid, but it's like, yeah, that was a Taylor Swift concert.
That's
fucking fucking dick riders, dude.
Dude, this table's nice for the feet.
Yeah, it's really
I feel
nice.
Very comfy and relaxed right now.
Welcome back, Slap Dicks Around the Lunch Table, episode
115. Oh,
episode 115. First and foremost, I want to thank our sponsor, Starting with Aperture Oceans, bringing ideas and ads.
It's alive.
And then next, I want to shout out Liv Stallion, Every Tame, the wellness fitness page started by ATLT's own Brandon Battiato. You can look him up on Instagram. Brandon spelled the usual way, Battiato, Battiato. Streams Monday through Friday. Brian, Jack, take it away.
Got moles. If you have moles in the Puget Sound area, servicing northern Seattle to southern Tacoma, they're your premier mole exterminator using chemical-free methods. Also, the winner from the American Mole Association is the number one mole exterminator. And last but not least, Atlas Aeration, making your lawn look fucking heavenly. It's like you're walking on clouds using, I don't fucking know, aeration, thatching, soil stuff. God, it's great. So make sure you check them out. Also, the other podcast, Weirdly Artistic, under our channel. It's not a comedy podcast, but it sure can give a few laughs. It's for you, you know, more people into video and stuff and fine arts and shit. Also, patreon.com/ATLT for episodes, early-ish exclusive content. Boom! Z, We took a hiatus. I know you have some stuff.
We didn't take a hiatus. We just took like a week off.
And that's a long vacation.
We were working, so I don't know if it was exactly a vacation.
I know you have stuff. I have stuff. Do you want me to just
go?
Just go. Okay. So I saw this tweet. Okay. And it sent me down a rabbit hole. You know, which that's from Alice in Wonderland, right?
Going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah. Okay, so it said, do you like the shaft of the broccoli or the pubes? Okay.
I like the pubes, I think.
I'm a shaft kind of guy.
On the broccoli? Really? Okay, are we talking like it's cooked or it's in something? Is it just steamed?
Oh, it has to be cold. Cold. I don't do warm veggies, dude. I don't do warm veggies. Warm carrots,
Sweet. Okay. So you would rather have a brittle, cold piece of broccoli than broccoli inside, like, say, beef broccoli or something?
Oh, well, that's fine. I'm saying just on its own, cold or warm, I'm going with cold. It's just like carrots as well. Like, warm carrots, disgusting. Cold carrots, I fucking love them. Can't get enough of them.
They're goodies each way.
They're healthy for you. As long as you get them in you one way, it just doesn't matter.
Don't eat them.
So I had a lot on Saturday. I was chowing down on those carrots like a fucking rabbit, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was too. It was good.
Yeah. I just baby carrots, just waiting for them to grow up.
Are baby carrots like? Are they just a normal carrot that's smaller, or are they actually babies? They're young.
Well, yeah, it's like a younger.
Is it a younger? Like,
it's an adolescent.
Like
carrot.
It hasn't grown. It's like in high school or something.
It's an adolescent carrot. Yeah, it's still like figuring itself.
No, but
out.
Seriously, like, is it actually like a baby carrot, or is it like, is it just a type of carrot that's smaller? And they call them baby carrots because they're smaller. You know what I mean?
Are you fucking with me right now?
No, I'm being completely serious.
You're not fucking with me.
I don't know.
Bro, baby carrots are just, they cut little pieces out of normal carrots.
Oh.
Yeah, and like, that's why they're perfectly smooth and rounded.
Yeah,
the common misconception. They shouldn't call it baby carrots. They should call it smaller carrots. Because baby carrots implies that it's going to grow into something.
I've seen on cooking shows where it had the root and everything, but it was just a super small fucking carrot, and I just thought that's what it was.
Oh, no. I think they're just cut. Because they're like perfectly rounded on both ends. They have a frenulum and everything. It's fucking good. So that led me down this Reddit rabbit hole, okay?
I love Reddit rabbit holes, bro.
Have you ever had a sexual experience with fruit/vegetable or other food? If so, how was it? So I didn't even read the comments yet. I read the first one. I was like, all right, I'm just going to save this. So, first guy said
if you were going to fuck a fruit, which one would it be?
A peach. It's fucking thick, dude. It's got the little booty on it. I finally just figured out what yams meant. You know, when they're talking about sweet yams, it's like a girl's lower half.
Yeah.
I didn't
know
that.
They talk about it in some other
Yeah, they talk about it in a lot of rap songs. I didn't know that. I just thought, like, you know, she's just frying up some good grub. I don't fucking know.
He's just in the studio, Joe, can we get to the yams? Sweet yams, show me the way, because I got bills to pay.
Originally I thought, I was like, all right, this is obviously an innuendo for something. So I was thinking like, oh, it's like a pussy. I've never heard like a yam. Before we go on this, I have a question, because it's something I have to know. So a scenario happened a few months ago where we were talking about, that was a piece of ice.
Holy fuck.
Where we were talking about, the female parts or whatever. In a normal conversation, say with other women, what is the proper term to use? Because I used hoo-ha to be funny, and then I used beaver, because I think that's fucking hilarious.
I think it's hilarious too. I just say pussy.
Pussy?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, like, how's your pussy?
No, because vagina is too, like, okay, that's too, like...
Okay. I've told so many people this. Like, hey, I don't like when they call it vagina. I don't like, that's the proper name of it. It's a woman's body. I'm like, I know, but I don't call it penis.
Yeah, don't call it penis. Call it a cock. Call it a dick. But yeah, call it the Punisher, you know?
But yeah, I usually, regardless of my crowd, it's usually beaver or a pussy. Or muff.
I will tell you, beaver does not kill in all environments, I learned.
It kills?
In the right crowd.
No.
No.
It always kills with the select few. But you'll take...
Yeah, not the right
crowd. Yeah, but in every crowd, there's going to be some that think it's hilarious, but you'll take those hard laughs over everyone slightly laughing.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Okay, so with this, so the first guy, he's like masturbated with a banana peel. Ew, that's just gross, okay? So the next one was like...
Ew, imagine the noise it makes.
This guy said, horrible. Corn told me it was going to stalk me. I thought it was just mean. I thought it just meant watching me creepily from a distance. Boy, was I wrong. It's like, damn.
Well, banana peel's good for your skin, at least.
I masturbated with a banana. Not sure why I thought that would make for some kind of good lubrication, but it was the last time I let a banana seduce me.
Dude, that got a different issue.
Did you ever hear about the thing? I never did it, but like it was a thing where you like microwave a watermelon for like 5 minutes, cut a hole, and fuck it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever
heard of that. Was a South Park or something. I don't remember. But
dude,
okay?
I'm never having milk duds again.
I think.
Look at this.
Oh shit! I think she meant to get you Junior Mints, is what she meant to get you. But
she did.
Oh, okay. When I was in elementary school, 7th grade, I think, this kid at another local elementary school near... Wait. Oh my God, this is just what I was talking about, but not a watermelon.
What, they said that gift basket was for you?
No, there was the Sour Patch and the popcorn was for me. That was for you. I think she meant to do Junior Mints.
She did.
Oh, she did? Those were in there too? Oh, yeah, that was for you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, this kid at another local elementary school near me... This is what I was talking... I swear to God, I didn't see this. Had sex with a cantaloupe he put in the microwave, and people made fun of him for it relentlessly. A few years later, at a local carnival, people decided to bring it back up, and they made a Facebook event page for Give Kid a Cantaloupe Day. And they even got the...
And then he fucked all the cantaloupe.
And they even got the carnies in on it.
The fucking carnies are in town.
Small hands smell like cabbage. The whole week, the carnival went on. This kid dealt with everyone in the town and town surrounding trying to give him cantaloupes. Long story short, don't bang fruit. That's actually kind of fucked. It's probably traumatizing for that kid. But
I mean... I think it's, you could also say it's pretty fucked to put a cantaloupe on the microwave and be like, dude, I'm gonna fuck this thing.
And then tell people.
Yeah, what an idiot.
Yeah, that's a bad thing. One other thing that was on my mind, a lot of things on my mind. I would like your impression of something. Can you do an impression of a, so like a high school coach, but like it's his first time on the news, you know, like, I saw recently featured, you know, when your photo app says your photos and it's like, oh, featured photo. Senior of high school, you know, Newswatch 12 came by and I had my little interview or whatever. And then Coach Getman came on and it was just the most stereotypical. He's like, you know, we've been working hard. We're gonna smash him in the mouth, you know, all that shit.
Wait, how old were you?
17.
Oh, it's okay. You're in high school.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I guess. I don't know where else you'd be.
No, I mean, that was my rise of stardom right there. You know?
Yeah, that was the start.
Newswatch 12 at 5 with Brian Morton, Jennifer Seeker, and meteorologist Scott Lewis.
I was about to say Scott Lewis. Dude, I remember that dude, bro.
Dude, the thing is, local news anchors, though, as a kid.
I feel like, I feel like in the office, like the weather guy is like the cool guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has his own little, He just kind of is chilling in the back looking at clouds and shit.
Dude, did you ever see the one on Halloween the guy put on the green screen with the skeleton?
That's the guy that that's the same news anchor that fucking does like the crip walking show all the time on TikTok.
Do you think it's weird when older teachers rap?
Well, I think it's weird when older teachers do a lot of things that kids do.
I remember someone telling me they're like, oh my God, this teacher's so cool, he'll always like rap Eminem for us. And I'm like, dude, I don't know. Which song first? I mean, it's just like Mockingbird.
It's a good song. Going
by,
it's a good song.
You a Mockingbird. I'm going to give you the world.
Straighten up that upper lip, little soldier.
What you crying about? You got me? Haley,
I know you miss your mom.
I know you miss your dad.
I always end up saying it like a Jersey mom or something. You know you miss your mom.
Yes.
Or like a mad Italian mom, I always end up saying. I know you miss your dad in your time trying to give you like that I never had.
Fucking Chicago. Do you like that deep dish pizza shit?
I don't think I've actually had a deep dish
pizza.
It's
not good.
I'm saying I don't need to eat it to know what it's like.
Dude, it's like a hamburger.
Yeah, it's just like, it's not my thing. No.
It's not pizza. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's a Chicago
thing.
No,
you have had it. You have had it because
when did I have it?
At our last apartment, the nicer one, not the shitty one. Because the seat company that does our seats at work every year for Christmas, they overnight
that's right,
pizzas when like a dry ice from this like the most famous Chicago pizza place. And I took one home and We're like, the fuck is this?
I mean, it's not bad. It's still...
I feel like it's more like lasagna.
Lasagna.
Melania.
You always say
yeah, Melania.
You're so predictable.
We've also known each other for 20 fucking years.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah. Hey, shout out to Z. We're now working together. That'll be
oh,
something.
Yeah. I put my two... Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, that's, ain't that something? I'm... Dude, for like so many years, the only time I didn't see this, this dick bag was when we go to work. And now we are going to work together.
Yep.
Woo! I put my 2 weeks in on last Friday.
Congratulations.
And so within a couple weeks and a few days... I will be at his work.
That's crazy.
And we'll be carpooling in the morning.
Carpooling in
the
morning.
The return of ATLT Radio.
We could do it. I have all the
equipment. I just realized we'd be in the same car. After work?
ATLT Radio could make a comeback.
Oh, my God.
I think I deleted the website, but hopefully I backed it up.
Well, because, yeah, we weren't going to use it again, but that's not... I didn't think about that.
Until we're tired after work. We're like, we're not doing this.
Well, I do this now and I get tired after work.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Well, hello. Yeah. Yeah, dude, ATLT Radio could fucking come back.
It could. I think it'd be something.
I have the whole thing.
And we could just do. We could just complain about work.
Complain about our bosses and shit. They don't listen.
No.
Yeah.
We could just come. No. We just complain and freak the fuck out.
Dude, I still have it. I don't think I'm gonna. The problem is, I don't know if I can post it because I don't know what the fuck I said. One of the trips from Vegas back to home, I just turned on voice memos with my AirPods and ranted for about an hour and a half. And I want to post it on Patreon.
An hour and a half? I've done that, but it was like 20 minutes. An hour and a half?
Bro, I had like a 30-hour drive.
Yeah, but you're talking to yourself for an hour and a half?
Yeah, because for some reason there was construction in the middle of a fucking desert, dude. And I was sitting there stuck. That we're like sucks, redoing a fucking bro. Road. And it was like, can I just go off on the sand? Like, this is fucking stupid. I don't know. Anyways, what the fuck did you have? You had something, right? Besides an infectious smile. You do have a good smile. You have nice teeth. I'll give you that. Just giving you a compliment.
I can't tell if you're buttering me up for something or not. So
there's no butter.
I love butter. I love me some butter. I love butter, bro.
Will you eat a whole stick? Just
no.
But my aunt did that,
dude. When I was a kid, I would
just eat butter.
I would take a spoon, just go listen, eat a piece of butter.
Oh, I feel like it's a little more erotic if you just fucking.
No, that's too much. Yeah, too much.
Because then it gets between the teeth, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to do all that. No, that's
unless that's what you're into.
That's a little too much. But I fucking love butter, bro. Seriously, and like that. Irish butter in there with the yellow wrapper, bro. That shit's
That shit slaps. Salted though, salted butter. You don't want that unsalted shit.
No, you don't. hold on. I thought I had something.
Oh yeah, wait. Hold on. Before you do that, okay. Which fruit are you fucking? You
made me. Oh, the fruit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm probably going the watermelon route. The warm up and then.
The warm up.
Yeah, the warm up and then.
The deep breath before the plunge.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that is really...
You're warming
I feel
up,
like
though.
It'd be fucked up in the... Well, yeah, if you don't, it's not going to be as...
You ever had a fire and ice condom? I mean, you know...
It's not going to be up. It's not going to be very welcoming.
You can cool it off.
And it's like warm and mushy inside. Okay, anyway. So, I was going to say... Okay.
Seedless or seeded? Do you want
obviously
sensation?
Seedless. Obviously seedless.
I don't know. There's... You know,
there's no way that helps.
A little scratch, you know?
I don't think it scratches.
Well, no, you just feel the... you know, it's like, you know, if a girl uses her teeth a little bit, just not on accident, not on purpose.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't like that.
I'm not into it. I'm not like bite my dick off. I'm just
yeah,
like,
but you were saying like, you're like, oh, a little teeth and they're never hurt anybody. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying like maybe you're into that.
Maybe you like the teeth. Anyways, I was going to say, so for like, dude, I think we had this on there for a while, but I remember reading it and I wanted to bring it up and we haven't for a while.
Okay.
But like, dude, like when fucking like when chimps and monkeys are like fucking swinging through the trees, like do they never fuck up and fall? They never just fuck up and like, have you ever been monkey bars? You just like close on yourself and fuck. Do they ever like fuck up and just fall and just die?
Well,
because they're in like those huge ass trees. They're like 80 feet tall or something.
They never break the fucking, what are those branches? What are they're like fucking noodles that they fucking swing from. What is it?
Vines? They're jungle-like trees.
Jungle-like vines can hold a fucking 200-pound. Yeah. Dude, sometimes yeah. They're fucking bigger, man.
Yeah.
Dude, the most... Okay, this is actually really random. I'm trying to like process this right now.
Yeah, I can tell.
My mom and I think it was up here. She's like, I want to see the new Tarzan. I think just her and I saw it. I don't know.
I love Tarzan.
There was a point in the new Tarzan movie, you know, when he's like wrestling the ape.
Oh my God.
Dude, he's like, so he's on like, he like falls or something. He's like on all fours.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah. The thing is,
and then he goes smack on his back and he's just like, fine. I'm like, dude, your spine would be broken.
Snapped in half, bro. But dude, an ape can literally grab you and just go.
How long do you think you could live with apes?
Live?
Do you think you could adapt?
Well, if I'm going into a pride or a group, if you will.
Mm-hmm. A school.
Into a school or whatever. What else are they called?
Well, I think it's a school of fish.
No, I'm saying like, what is the name for, is it a herd or a pride?
There's a tribe. There's a group. There's a
therapy session, maybe. Mm. If they're all young, right, I can instill and kind
susceptible.
Of, when they're imprinting.
You do a great impression.
Oh, the gorilla walk?
Yeah. No, oh, that and your vocal impression as well.
Yeah, I could definitely blend in 100%.
Really?
I think I'd last a couple months.
Really?
I'll be honest, let's do like a couple weeks.
A couple weeks,
maybe.
Do you think bananas are like their currency?
Dude, I feel like they don't even eat bananas that much.
What do they eat? Are they carnivores? Do they eat
chimps?
Meat? Do they eat meat?
Sometimes, yeah.
How do you know
Dude,
this?
Chimps sometimes eat other monkeys.
No shit. Dude, I told you shit about chickens, right? Where they eat their own fucking eggs and it's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
dude.
It's cannibalism.
Dude, my fucking parents had chickens. We all know I tried to kill them. Fucking, dude. If I, like, I'd have to go in there and get the eggs, you know? And so sometimes there'd be a lot of them. So I'd have a hoodie and I'd put them in the front little kangaroo pouch, you know?
Did you ever fall and break all of them?
No, one falls out.
Oh, yeah, cracks. And you said the chicken just...
Dude... Literally, they can just be minding their own business. Just like, oh, looking at the sky, like, oh, you know, the chicken wire's nice today. Fucking, dude, that shit cracks. And it's like they stop, look, and swarm to it.
Well, normal birds will eat their eggs too.
Like a fucking, like if you put honey on you, like a pack of bees, dude, just fucking coming at it. The bees were behind this year. I know we talk about bees a lot, but apparently it was so cold, a lot of things didn't get pollinated. That's why crops are down.
I saw many bees last week. Yeah. I saw a lot of bees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your most admirable insect? Like,
it's okay, listen. There's
Which one do you think deserves the most
There's
respect?
One answer, and it's one answer only. The honeybee.
Okay, no, besides bees, I want to say that.
No, it
bees.
Is honeybee. They can only sting once.
Bees.
They give the life of the hive. Okay, an ant. An ant's got to be an admirable insect. Everything they do ones. is for the whole colony. It's not for themselves. Most selfless animal ever. Look to the ant, thou sluggard. The Bible says it. And consider her ways, and I've considered them, and it's valid.
Says, yeah. Yeah. I
what's your most admirable insect?
The praying mantis.
It's up there.
It is.
It's I don't know if it's the best.
It's very
but,
zen-like.
I don't know if it's the best, but it's definitely in the discussion.
I feel like it would be the only insect I'd want in like a sandbox, you know?
Dude, praying mantises are fucking scary though, dude.
They are?
Dude, do you ever see first of all, something okay. Can you imagine if praying mantises got to like the size of dogs? They would fucking eat us, bro.
Yeah, but do you also ever get the feeling that they just somehow know mixed martial arts?
Yeah. well, maybe
Mantis
that's like Kung Fu
Panda.
Mantis. That's probably why.
He was fucking fast, too. Tigress was slapping the shit.
Dude, you know what's fucked up? Like, they just call the monkey, monkey. They all have nicknames and shit, and he's just called monkey.
Doesn't even get a name. No. Well, Tigress was...
Well, it's still a nickname. It's a nickname, yeah?
Mantis was Mantis.
Oh, I guess. Fuck.
What was the other one? Was it like a goose? No.
Crane.
Yeah, he had the rice hat on.
Yeah, it was a sick hat.
I had a rice hat for a while. I wonder where that went.
Yeah, because you were dying to wear it, I'm sure. You know what? I actually really loved in... Especially in The Last Samurai, that's always one of my favorite movies. I felt a lot of peace when I'd watch them, you know, because in rice, it's always water that's up to your legs and they have the rice hats on.
Yeah.
Like, it's all quiet and you just hear them, they're putting the rice in there or whatever. Yes. I always loved watching that.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I think that's what you're drawn to. You've talked about being a fisherman on a boat in peaceful seas.
What?
It's not bad.
What I'm drawn to.
I think you're.
I said that's cool. I said it's cool when they put the rice hats on.
It's not
very
bad. I'm saying I think you're drawn to peaceful, quiet places, and that's very admirable. Who isn't? I just noticed that you've been saying more and more about it. We talked about fishermen.
And that was, what, 7 weeks ago?
I don't fucking know. Anyways.
The way you keep tabs is so inconsistent. It's annoying.
Anyways, Tigress. There was a scene where she's just like punching the shit out of like these fucking trees.
I think is this the original or is this one of the newer pandas? The first Kung Fu Panda is amazing. I watched it at least 50 times.
Oh, dude, it's so apparently good. It like topped the charts in like Asia, which is crazy.
Well, that's no surprise.
Well, no, they were upset by it because it was an American movie.
Yeah, well, Jack Black is universal.
Yeah, I bet. But yeah, no, dude, she would like, remember like her paws were her paws were hardened because she'd smack the trees all night. And it was like, I think she has deeper issues that we're not talking about in the show.
I think if we examine every fictional animated Disney movie, we'll probably find a lot of problems with specific characters.
Yeah, Snow White, kiss without consent. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That is insane. That's not true.
As Sam Morril said, it's not your worst case scenario.
No, that's...
kissed by a prince, I mean.
That's not it at all.
And it saved her life. No.
Like, what a dude...
Wait, what else did he say in that joke? Oh, the fucking dwarves were filming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying...
What about, like, dude... Isn't like Pinocchio, doesn't it have like a dark, like the original, obviously Pinocchio is like a very, very old story where it started. Like, it's actually the background behind it is very fucking dark.
I did not know that, but I do remember us being at Bailey's place in Tacoma and Jordan insisted we play this movie. Were you there for that?
What movie was it?
The new Pinocchio. And
I definitely wasn't there for that because I would have flamed him.
And he was just like, he's like, dude, we have to watch this. And like 12 minutes in, we're like, what the fuck even is this?
What?
But the thing is Pinocchio can always get out of it. Like, he can just, like...
How can he get out of it?
Of lying? Just dodge the question. I don't fucking know.
His nose literally gets a boner when he lies. How is he going to fucking get out of it?
I think he fucks with it.
Like, do you think he fucks someone?
Dude, okay. Like, this is just where my mind went. Imagine...
Like, oh, dude. He's, like, going down on some muff. And he's just like...
No, dude.
And he's, like, lying to her. Hey, you're so pretty and it's getting longer.
That's what I was going to say. Imagine how fucked that would be. Like, if you had to lie to get hard.
What a lie.
Because then you'd have to be like, you're so fucking ugly and like just shaming her.
Well, I'm sure. He wouldn't be doing all that if he thought she was ugly, though, right?
Yeah, so he'd have to say that.
But I'm saying at the time, he would think she was hot, though.
Exactly. So he'd have to say she was ugly in order for it to grow. He would have to lie.
Well, does that mean he would fuck another doll or he'd fuck a human? Because he's a real boy.
But it's a boy. I don't know if we can.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
No.
He's old. He's old.
Yeah.
I just thought you said he's fixed. I was like, what?
No, I'm saying what he's no.
What?
And also he's like a fucking puppet thing.
Yeah.
So no, that's not bad to say.
There's puppet porn.
We did talk about that.
Yeah, a long time ago.
No, we didn't.
A long time ago. That was another thing about Star Wars. A long time ago, but somehow in the future. Yeah. What?
Wait, what is it? A long time ago.
In the galaxy far, far. But it's in the future.
But if the galaxy is far, far away.
It's in the past.
Black hole.
Not tracking.
Because it could be. In the future, or like at a different time,
but
where we're at,
like, it already established.
If you're
time
going
a long
across,
time ago,
but yeah, but that's not specific. If you're across the galaxy,
a long time ago, then
yeah, it could be different.
I think it was a long time ago from when the movie was made, and so it's
yeah. I'm just saying in the storyline of the movie, like you're like, oh, how is it the past and present kind of at the same time? But it's like if you're traveling galaxies in hyperspeed in hyperspace, right? It's the time's going
to
be
the Interstellar soundtrack a little much. What?
No, that has nothing to do with it. I'm just saying that makes sense if you think about it.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Star Wars makes sense.
This whole conversation is based in the premise of the movie and the ideas of it, not reality. Let's end this, dude.
No, you're making it reality. And I'm here for your reality. I love it. I'm just saying, fucking... It's a long time ago, but it's future fucking futuristic. They have lasers and shit. Also, when Padme jumped off that fucking beam onto that fucking little hog thing.
Oh, the hamster hog. Gooch, the hamster hog,
dude,
yeah.
That was like a 20-foot fucking drop right on...
Is there like... of course, it's not as tender as guys' genitals, you know? But if a girl takes a muff punch, does that, like, hurt?
Well, they can take a
pounding. Because the clit is, like, toward the front, kind of. So if you hit that, that's sensitive, right?
It's covered a lot.
Yeah, it's covered, but not from blunt force trauma.
Hmm.
So if you give it a nice little fucking bow to the fucking muff, does that hurt? Or does that feel like any other part of the body? Like, ow.
Ow.
Ow. Because you can go like this, to, like, your nuts. That fucking hurts.
It fucking hurts.
Yeah.
Because they're very tender.
Yeah. I know the muff is more... It's more made for...
Do you ever just see your balls move?
Yeah, they move on their own.
Yeah.
They'll reset.
It looks like a wave.
They'll reset, bro.
Yeah. Because it looks like an ice cream cone, you know, when they're kind of up.
Yeah.
It's weird that they go up and down.
Yeah, kind of.
Or like if it's really hot out, they're fucking
If you watch them long enough... They will then go to their original place.
You ever lost one up? Like you know how they can kind of go up a little bit?
I mean, they can move around a little bit in there, but I don't think I've lost one.
No, not actually. I'm making a joke.
I was like, you lost one in your handbag or what?
No, like you can kind of like move it up a little bit.
Yeah, you can move it up.
Yeah, there's room. Interesting. And that doesn't hurt, which is strange, but a little.
Well, no, because it's a little sack and it's kind of soft in there, so it's kind of.
It's warm. It's cozy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My biggest fear is like, dude, hit like, you ever watch that show Scarred back in the day? Mm-hmm. Anyone, dude, I think it was on MTV. Scarred was the shit. It was just literally terrible injuries from skating and shit. Dude, this guy fucking was going down a railing and there was a gap in it. Like the metal was poking out and it sliced his ball sack open. I didn't even know it was oh my God.
The balls just fall out.
I don't know what happened. Well,
they're connected by things.
Right? Yeah, yeah. But like, first of all, if you get like really bad trauma or whatever in your balls, you're dead. So
you're dead?
Yeah, you're fucked.
You don't die. Bad trauma to the balls is just instant death. That's our Achilles heel. Just
no, but like I'm saying, there's a good chance you're fucked.
Yeah, you're fucked, but you're not dead.
You're dead.
Dead. You're saying I get just a full-on Conor McGregor punch to the fucking balls and I'm just going to die?
No, notice how I said like trauma. I'm saying if you get a really, like, you get a pretty serious injury to your balls, you're going to die.
Conor McGregor punches in a serious injury to my balls.
If he hits a heart, there's probably a good chance.
I'm going to die. Okay, you're going to look up on WebMD. WebMD always says you have 2 days to live no matter what the fuck you type
no,
in.
No,
no, no. Be like, I have the sniffles, and it's like, you have 24 hours.
You can. It's 100%.
I know you can. I'm not saying you're acting like it's like.
Yeah, know. Because they're soft. You can rupture something and you're dead. You're dead. You're dead.
What?
Yes, you could die from getting. Oh.
Yes, you can.
You could die from getting hit in the testicles. For anyone who doesn't have testicles, think of a mind grape of your vagina and you'll have a rough idea of what it feels like. It says, okay. And it says. The earliest case... Oh, I don't care about the cases.
See, there's a very select few cases is what I think.
Dude, what the fuck?
How many people do you know that have just died from balls, from ball-related injuries? It's not that common.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Because it's a rare thing. But I'm saying if you get a serious injury in that area, you get hit. Maybe you get a major like bleeding. You're fucked. You are dead. You're dead. You're dead. You're dead. First of all, I'm surprised you don't know that. You have balls. You look at me like I'm stupid, but that's literally
a
real thing.
Oh, yeah. I guess I just have to take your word for it. So, I mean.
I guess you could do your own research after and then come to a conclusion, couldn't you?
Yeah, well, we're at 35.
Yeah, I'm done with this shit, bro.
Thanks for watching around the lunch table, listening, or whatever the fuck you're doing. Make sure you check out atltstore.com for the summer merch. Got some nice, cool shit on there. Palm trees, great vibes. Check it out. Something for
palm
something
trees
for
and kush leaves.
And Patreon.com/ Whoa. For episodes early ish, exclusive content. Also support the channel. Discord benefits. Fucking chat with us, you know, whatever the fuck. Z, where can they find you?
You can find me at Z_Lazio on Instagram. James, where can they find you?
They can find me at Jack_Spencer. Both of our Instagrams at the Around the Lunch Table Instagram. That's pretty much it. Thanks for listening.
And see you.
Rowdy up in here.